the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
All right, it does get exhausting. Donkey of the day for Thursday.
Thursday
what? What's today? Oh, yes. Donkey of the day for Thursday, November 12th, goes to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always say? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. But today is bigger than Florida because what Governor Ron DeSantis has done in Florida is indicative of what these politicians are capable of all around the country. Not just politicians, people. Okay, people who are invested in the oppression and extermination of other people. I don't know how many times I've told y'all this week, but nothing has changed in this country except the administration. And that doesn't change until January 20th officially. We can jump for joy and celebrate the fact that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are the Madam Vice President and President-elect of America. But always remember, this is still America. Okay, this is why I get befuddled when I hear people say this new administration is a return to normal. What the hell is normal? Okay, when has America ever been normal for anybody except white people? Okay, once again, because I keep repeating this, Donald Trump wanted to make America great again. America was never great for everybody. Joe Biden wants to build back better. We don't need to build anything back. We need something new, period. And Governor Ron DeSantis, what he's doing in Florida further proves my point. Okay, let me just tell you the headline before I play you the news report. I just want to tell you the headline, and I want to see how this makes you feel. Florida's governor drafts laws that would allow people to shoot looters. I repeat, Florida's governor drafts laws that would allow people to shoot looters. Okay, anti-mob legislation. That's what it is. To expand on the Stand Your Ground law, the same law that got that demon in the flesh, George Zimmerman, off when he murdered Trayvon Martin. The law that Governor Ron DeSantis proposed allows people to shoot looters, which the draft for the bill defines as burglary within 500 feet of a violent or disorderly assembly. That's what they call looting. Okay, Ron DeSantis also wants to make it a third degree felony to block traffic during a protest and offer immunity to drivers who accidentally kill or injure protesters. Okay, how do you accidentally kill or injure a protester with a whole car? Okay, I'm asking a serious question. Y'all know I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I just want to know, how do you accidentally kill or injure a protester with your car? You can see them, okay? They are right in front of you. Large crowd, signs. Was the car attack in Charlottesville, West Virginia, an accident? Okay, when that neo-Nazi white supremacist, James Alex Fields Jr., deliberately drove his car into a crowd that was protesting a Unite the Right rally, I believe it was, and killed Heather Heyer? Was that an accident? Okay, I feel like Ron DeSantis is trying to implement this law to make it one, to justify it. Oh, let me tell you some other things in this bill. They want to enhance criminal penalties for people involved in violent or disorderly assemblies, and they want to withhold state funds from local governments that cut law enforcement funding. So basically any local government that cut law enforcement funding, defund the police, you know, they just not going to get no money, I guess. You can't make this kind of stuff up. And I know y'all don't take me serious because I got a lisp. But let's go to the Huffington Post for the report, please.
Governor Ron DeSantis has drafted a bill that critics say could have damaging consequences. According to the Miami Herald, the governor's so-called anti-mob legislation is an expansion of Florida's Stand Your Ground law, a law that means that you can't be charged for killing someone if you're in fear for your life. Those who oppose it say expanding the law could give armed people the legal right to fatally shoot suspected looters or anyone damaging a business. This new push is reportedly in response to police brutality protests that happened in Florida and across the nation this year. The Miami Herald also says the legislation would make it a third degree felony to block traffic during protests, give immunity to drivers who claim to unintentionally hurt or kill protesters blocking traffic, and withhold state funds from cities that cut police budgets. The Miami Herald says that this legislation draft has been sent to Florida's House Judiciary Committee.
This isn't nuts to nobody but me. Y'all don't find this extremely crazy?
Yeah.
Our queen, our leader, Tamika Mallory, tried to tell us we are in a state of emergency. Ron DeSantis has long threatened to introduce the strongest pro-law enforcement, anti-rioting, anti-looting legislation anywhere in the country. This government officials would rather implement laws that threaten the lives and safety of people protesting and fighting against injustice instead of implementing laws that stop the injustice. How do you find a way to further victimize victims instead of finding a way to make sure There are just simply no more victims. Do you know how many white supremacists, neo-Nazi, crack-ass, cracker vigilantes will be taking advantage of these laws? Salute to Denise Georges, a former prosecutor in Miami-Dade County. She said the same. She said it allows for vigilantes to justify their actions, and it allows for death to be the punishment for a property crime, and that is cruel and unusual punishment. She continues to go on and say, we cannot live in a lawless society where taking a life is done so casually and recklessly. So, man, just think about it. Now you got police, you know, taking our lives recklessly, and when folks in Florida go out to protest those deaths, they can be killed too. See, I agree. Damage to property shouldn't be a death sentence, but also I don't trust that y'all know the difference between peaceful protesters and looters. Not to mention COINTELPRO. Y'all really need to study the FBI's war on the civil rights movement and ask yourself if these things are still happening. Of course they are. Okay, COINTELPRO's sole purpose was to disrupt and destroy a wide range of protest groups. All Ron DeSantis is doing is continuing an age-old tradition of neutralizing black activists, and not just black activists, any activist who is standing up for the injustice that black people are facing at the hands of white supremacists in this country. This is terrible. Okay, what if a cop kills somebody unjustly in Florida? You know, when these laws are implemented, the people can't mobilize and protest without fear of being killed because they were mistaken for a looter, right, or because a looter destroyed a property. And since you 500 feet from that property, you can be shot. If you're blocking traffic, a car can run you over without any punishment. Like, I really feel sorry for our folks on the ground. And I truly, honestly don't understand how they create so much legislation for the people fighting the injustice, but they're not creating no legislation to protect us from the injustice that we experience at the hands of the police. If y'all think for one second that Donald Trump not being the president anymore is going to change anything, then you don't know America, okay? Our leader, Tamika Mallory, was absolutely right. America, we are in a state of emergency. These people will create laws to protect buildings before they create laws to protect black bodies. Our queen, Tamika Mallory, said it the best. Let me remind you.
We are in a state of emergency. Black people are dying in a state of emergency. The reason why buildings are burning are not just for our brother George Floyd. They're burning down because people here in Minnesota are saying to people in New York, to people in California, to people in Memphis, to people all across this nation, enough is enough. Yes. And we are not responsible for the mental illness that has been inflicted upon our people by the American government, institutions, and those people who are in positions of power. I don't give a damn if they burn down Target. Because Target should be on the streets with us calling for the justice that our people deserve.
Dropping the clues, bumps with Tamika Mallory. That our people deserve. Black people just want to be treated and protected like your buildings. Please let Remy Ma give Florida Governor Ron DeSantis the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.